A reading from John 11:33-39. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days.
Well, two things come to mind for me immediately. Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying? This is what we addressed yesterday. Another doubt statement, I mean, or expectation statement, or something that is running contrary to who Jesus is. I mean, it's the magician here. Can he do that? But the other thing, I think, is take away the stone, because that's foreshadowing something that will be so critical to for us when we get to it later on in this narrative.
Yeah. But for me, before I even get to taking away the stone, is this declaration, Jesus wept. It's the shortest verse in the Bible, 2 words, and it's the outward expression of that what's said earlier, that he was deeply moved in spirit and in trouble. We can so easily lose a picture of Jesus' humanity. And in these moments, the grief that he sees around, he's moved with that. He feels people's pain, and all of his ministry is kind of a double focus. It flows out of his compassion for people, but it's about also bringing his glory forward so that people will follow him. And then absolutely the taking away the stone. When we read that this time, I just felt like, wow, here is a picture of what's going to happen. Jesus is going to live out for them in these few moments what's going to be an ultimate reality.
You talk about this very short, the shortest sentence, Jesus wept. But doesn't that express God's own compassion? Because it says oftentimes in the Old Testament that God grieved at the waywardness of man, how God would always reach out to his people, but his people would run in the other direction, the Jonah story of being called by God. I mean, what a privilege.
Yeah.
And yet he goes because it's dangerous, and he flees. And the story of man, in part, is man hearing God call and then running away, and God grieves.
Well, that's an interesting aspect of this relationship with God. I think sometimes we can think of our relationship with God in stilted terms because he's wholly other. We don't recognize the possibility of him responding, because isn't that what relationship is? Communication. And we think of us responding to him, but he's responding to us. And I know it's an anthropomorphism. It's an earthly way of speaking of God and spirit, and he's had to reveal himself to us that way. But this idea that God looks on with a sense of grieving for us because we're living in pain. We're living out the result of the curse that has come because of the fall. And Jesus embodies it right now in the incarnate presence of God by weeping. Tears come down because he feels the pain, even though he knows he has a solution for their pain.
What you said about God responding for some reason reminds me of that God is available and kind of visible to us in so many different ways, particularly through Jesus. But in Romans it says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse."
Yeah, in Paul's declaration, he's referring to creation in its larger sense here. But since we are the bearers of the image of God, our way of understanding God can only be realized in our humanness. And so we receive revelation from him in a way that we can understand. And Jesus gives us a picture of the Father's heart, who has compassion over us because we're kind of wandering under the curse of the fall.